At the NEFB Trade Talk, I'm visiting with Michael Owen. We're here at the Syngenta booth. Mike, I know you're with Iowa State University. Tell me what you do.
I'm a professor and an extension weed scientist. There, been there, many would say, too long.
Well, we want to talk about this product that has been so beneficial to the agricultural industry, atrazine. I know Syngenta has made an announcement of some kind of new research that's come out to talk about the impacts and the and really the benefits of this. Can you make some comments on that?
Well, I can. And my role in this overall study, if you will, was to specifically investigate the issues of herbicide resistance, what we can do about it, and what growers ought to do about it. And while I don't know that any of the information was truly novel and enlightening, it reinforced that, which I think a lot of us knew. There's been an unprecedented change in agriculture over the last decade and a half, and very obviously this was the adoption of the glyphosate-resistant crops and the concomitant use of glyphosate to the exclusion of a lot of the other tools that we have in our agricultural toolbox. This inevitably and predictably resulted in weeds that no longer respond to glyphosate. And some of these weeds are incredibly, incredibly detrimental to agriculture. Four that I think are real important that we studied, Palmer pigweed, which is primarily an issue in the Mississippi Delta in the southeast. That one weed has driven farmers into bankruptcy. Okay, and has resulted in weed management costs in cotton only for weeds approaching $200 an acre, including hoe crews going through and hand weeding the crop. Okay, in the Midwest, we have giant ragweed, common water hemp, and horseweed. This comes as no great surprise, but what is important, I think, is the fact that generally growers continue to remain in denial that there is an issue, and they still are responding to that siren song of simplicity and convenience, which led them down the path that we now find ourselves. And to that end, what has to happen, and there needs to be a clear attitudinal change and change in perspective from the growers' side, that they need diversity in weed management, which gets us to the point of atrazine. Atrazine, despite the fact that it's more than 50 years old, despite the fact that it has been a mainstay of corn weed management for these years, you know, it's really a different product than when I worked for the company way back in 1969 and 1970. You know, back then we talked about 3 pounds of atrazine. Oh, okay, well, maybe put two more and it'll be okay. You know, we have made such strides in the environmental perspectives of atrazine use and such that it really now is a key player in managing this increasing problem of glyphosate-resistant weeds.
Thank you very much. Mike Owen, visiting here at the NAFB Trade Talk Session. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.